You are listening to Beat this Sunday morning, and now it's time for this.
Dishing it out with Dana on the Sunday Grill.
Will I play it again, Dana?
I can't help but laugh.
Dishing it out with Dana on the Sunday Grill.
If you didn't catch that the first time, dishing it out with Dana. Dana Kearney. Yes, she's a member of the news team, but also she is our resident cooking connoisseur here in the broadcast centre. Dana, you have some recipes for us. I was only saying to you last week that I'm useless for branching out into something different. And you decided, you know what, Aoife, I'm going to give you a recipe. You marched me around Tesco and I made a lovely dish. So this is where Dishing It Out with Dana was born. What do you have for us in terms of breakfast and brunch on this lovely Sunday morning?
For breakfast, what I would usually have during the week, because obviously you're in work or maybe you're in school or college or whatever, I just think overnight oats are so handy, because here anyway, maybe in some workplaces, but like we can't really cook. We have a little air fryer and stuff. We couldn't be frying eggs or, you know. So I think overnight oats is a great one. So I have brought some that I made.
I see a lot of different ingredients. There's peanut butter and there's little jars that I'm scared of. So tell us how you make your bougie overnight oats.
This recipe isn't actually my own. I got this recipe from a girl I follow on Instagram. Her name is Soho Nutrition, and I actually went to school with her.
No way.
In St. Leo's. Shout out. In Carlow. She is a nutritionist and she's doing amazing on Instagram, and like she's always doing meal prep, and she has some really good recipes, but this is one of them. So it is called Raspberry White Chocolate Cookie Dough Overnight Oats.
There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot of ingredients in this, but I will tell you, it's so filling. It really is. First of all, add all your dry ingredients. So we're going to add some oats here.
And any oats, like any, I remember when I had heard about overnight oats first, I thought you had to buy a special kind of oat. I know that sounds ridiculous, but literally normal
porridge
oats. Going
into the shop looking for overnight oats.
I did.
So you kind of have, so you have porridge oats, you have jumbo oats, which actually are just, I think jumbo oats are more of a different texture. These are just your ordinary porridge oats. So, sorry now. So we're going to add 40 grams of your oats. And then you have chia seeds. So with them, they absorb, I think like you get the goodness out of them when you add water and stuff to them, because it's like they soak it up and become bigger and stuff. Chia seeds are actually really high in fiber. They're rich in minerals and also omega-3s, but also your hormonal and energy balance. So especially for women, and have lots of antioxidants in them as well. So we're going to pop them in.
Okay, so we're being really healthy as well.
Yeah, no, it is. We have 15 grams of chia seeds. Okay, so there we go. And then next we have our vanilla protein powder. Pop that in there.
Where do you get your protein powder
15
from?
15 grams. Usually I would get it from Aldi or Lidl, the vanilla one now. I got the chocolate one there and I didn't like it. There's one called, is it called Femme Fuels or something like that, that you can actually get in Aldi. It's not the Aldi brand now. I think that's gorgeous. There's like there's a hazelnut one, which I love hazelnut. So then we add a dash of cinnamon and 100 grams of Greek yogurt. Then we have 10 grams of peanut butter.
Do you do crunchy or smooth, or does it matter?
Doesn't really matter.
What do you prefer?
Just whatever texture. I usually like crunchy, but I have smooth here today, so. And then we have a teaspoon of maple syrup.
How very Canadian of you.
Yeah, there's a lot of ingredients in this, I know, but it does fill you. And then we have half a teaspoon of vanilla essence. And then we top it up with some milk, unsweetened almond milk we have here. I'm sure you can use whatever milk you want, but I suppose
probably adds to the flavour.
If you're adding, adds to the flavour. And then I suppose if you're counting calories as well, like, or if you're like lactose intolerant or anything like that. So then once that's all added in, you mix it all up.
That's what I was going to ask. You do mix it up.
Yeah, mix it all up. Then you add 10 grams of white chocolate chips and 30 grams of raspberries, and then pop it in the fridge overnight. Here's one I prepared earlier last night. So we're going to have you taste it, Aoife.
Okay. I feel like, Dana, you had been waiting your whole life to say that phrase.
I have, yeah. I love it.
Okay. She has, can I just say, she has a lovely little jar here. They just look so cute in it. Where did you get this?
Yeah, I think I got it in IKEA. Ooh. But you'd get them anywhere, like Home Savers.
Okay. Taste places. Test. Oh my God.
Now, don't, if you don't like it, Aoife, that's okay.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to know where the cookie flavour is coming from, because like there is like a genuine taste of biscuit from it.
Yeah, I don't really know if it's
maybe it's
like
the vanilla and the...
So like I think the cookie could be as well, like, because we obviously have the white chocolate chips in there.
The
like,
sweetness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's just a combination of all of it, like the peanut butter, the maple syrup, the vanilla protein powder, I'd say, would be a part of it.
Bank holiday weekend, most people will be having the lie-in, so it might be a brunch job this morning. Tell us, what is a nice little brunch option that's easy to make and tasty?
I would usually have this on the weekend when I'm sick of having oats and Weetabix and anything like that, because obviously those things are a lot easier to have in work. So I would usually have this, or I'd have pancakes, but potato hash is the one that I'm doing for you today.
Okay.
You would see it on a lot of brunch menus, a lot of breakfast menus. First of all, cut up your potatoes into little cubes and pop them in the air fryer or in your oven.
Are you parboiling these first? No.
So don't parboil them. You can just straight in. If you want to parboil them, you can parboil them. But a lot of people would actually just put them straight onto the frying pan, which I think takes so long. So I cook them probably 3/4 in the air fryer, and then afterwards I pop them into the frying pan. So anyway, while they're cooking, I chop up a red onion, fry that off, and then also fry off some chorizo, pop that in. Once your potatoes are 3/4 done, pop them into the pan, mix it all up, fry off for another few minutes. Then what you do is you create two little holes in your mix that's in the frying pan.
Right.
Crack an egg into each hole, so two eggs.
Oh,
yeah. And what I would do then is I would actually salt it, put a bit of seasoning, salt and pepper, and then I would put a frying pan lid over that just so that it cooks, you know what I mean?
Keeps the steam.
Yeah,
and all
like
that,
and, you know, I know some people when they're frying eggs, they would like flip it or whatever, whereas obviously you can't really do this with this. So just pop the lid on for a couple of minutes and then cook it until, I don't know if you like, you know, if you like runny eggs or you like them, you know, whatever way you like them. And then just serve it with chili jam.
Oh, I love chili jam.
So
I got
good.
The nicest chili jam at the Enniscorthy Food Festival a few months ago. And just, it's so nice with crackers.
It's just, I actually don't know where I got this idea from, but I was just like, yeah, so it's really good with it.
Dana, thank you so much. We play this thing again because it's really cute.
Dishing it out with Dana on the Sunday Grill.
We'll put up those recipes on the lifestyle section of our website, beat102103.com.
Lovely. Thanks, Aoife.